I'm going to read a tshuva from Rav Herschel Schachter on Rechitza B'Tisha B'Av, washing on Tisha B'Av. So he writes, Kaimelon Ladina, we paskin lahalacha, shafilo lahoshit etzba'o b'mayim asar. Even to put your finger in water is rabbinically prohibited on Tisha B'Av. Ben Bechamin, Ben B'Tzim, then betoni, whether it's hot water or cold water, a rechitza shel tainug is usur. Ela im kain, when is it mutter? Yada mukhochas betidu betoh. If your hands are dirty and they have to be clean, she'az ein lahatir kol yodav, ela rak lefi hatzorach. So if your hands are, so then you're permitted to wipe off the dirt from those hands. And what about washing your hands in the morning? So, ulito yodav shacharis bishum ruach ra. Since there's a ruach ra when you wake up, kasuv atoshish then nekshav ki yodav mukha. That also has a status of your hands are dirty, and when it's permitted to wash the hands, we wash them. You know, perhaps how much you wash, it's a separate discussion. And then he writes, "Vishas hamagefa, hashores adayin etzgono," and we still have the magefa called Corona, COVID-19. So how does that affect washing our hands? Kvar hayvano meharama b'shem the tshuvas hamario, the bavada yesh lahatir, that based on the mario. If you have to wash your hands, there's infectious diseases around and you're going to touch surfaces and other things, so then of course you are permitted to wash your hands. It's a suffix sakana if you don't. However, it's only the elu shechoshishin ugoshim sevel apeh, only those people who are following the rules. The lididos and nekshav kesuffix, those who take this threat seriously, and they're washing their hands, wearing masks, social distancing, whatever it might entail. So them, they're viewing it as a suffix sakana, hence they're permitted to do rechitza. Aval elo shelo choshishin, and those who aren't concerned, who make kilim vacha harchaka shesivsa memshala midin shome pesayim Hashem. So, in other words, he's talking about the concept of shome pesayim Hashem. Hashem protects the fools. Of course, it depends how much of a fool do you have to be for the protection. But what's the nekudasi? There's certain things that are sakana no matter what. Like, there's objective sakana. It doesn't depend on you. It's us to do, period. However, there's certain very low-level risk. Let's say, for instance, the Jews in the Midbar. They had a mila before Karban Pesach, and then in the Midbar, only Shevet Levi got it. And that's why Yehoshua had to be commanded to do another Mila. Well, the Jews didn't have a Mila, another national circumcision. Of course, as Tosis points out, that it's talking about Priya, that they gave a second part of the mitzvah. Regardless, so how come, so if it's a Machlokas Shevet Levi versus everyone else. Last I checked, Moshe Rabbeinu was there. You're not going to get a better posik than Moshe. So why didn't they just ask him? So apparently it is that there was nothing to ask. It depends. It's at that stage where if you're nervous about it and you treat it like it's suffix sakana, so then you don't have a bris mila. If you're not concerned about it, then you do have a bris mila. So it seems to be saying something along those lines here, that if you're relying on Shofar Zarim Hashem, Havalei Ledido, Mistame Inglehem Lachush L'Shiva Shadeyem, Lohem Yishar Dava Bisuro. So he's saying is, it's not, if you don't wash your hands for health concerns, then now you can't do it either. So I guess that might be true with Gabi yourself, and maybe if you're in your house and that type of thing, but I'm not sure how it would. Like, if you're not washing your hands, they're going to put me in sakana, then you're not going to put me in. I guess, what do you, I guess, and the fact that the person's doing the wrong thing, so maybe he'll wake up on Tisha B'Av and say, you know what, it's like someone who doesn't take pills they should be taking them on Shabbos. The fact they don't take them during the week, I don't know, does that mean they shouldn't take them on Shabbos? This means they should be taking them during the week also, and on Shabbos. But either way, so I guess, regarding strictly midin rechitza, so he's just saying is, then it wouldn't be, if you don't take COVID-19 seriously, so then it's not like he hands a mochuk b'tidu with soa. Okay, so I understand that. But in terms of, that's assuming that the only danger is for yourself. But either way, lahem yishar davar b'yisuro, he thinks there'd be more, under certain situations, I guess he's saying it's usher. And therefore he says, what about washing your hands with all the sanitizers, the Lysol, the Clorox, the Eilu Shachoshin, for those who do it all the time, it's a suffix sakana, and therefore it's like muchuk betir, numutir. Eilu she'ein choshishim, v'lo nesharim echol ha'krakas, v'daitem shayach kan, he's saying, Mistabra, it's logical they can't wash hands with that either. Again, yes, I guess out's the din of Rechitza, so maybe it's not Rechitza. You still have to deal with the other issues of putting other people in. So let's assume all those people lived in their own community and no one did it, so then maybe that's considered the norm. I guess if you'd show up in another community, but that's a separate discussion. Now he's just focusing out the Easter Rechitza itself. So he wants to say, those who do this Rechitza, I guess he means washing your hands with soap for 20 seconds. So I assume he's saying if you do that all the time, so then you could do it on Tisha B'Av. And if you use the sanitizers in those communities or people who don't, so then maybe it is more problematic. You'd have to come on to, so it would be considered rechitza, but maybe if you decide today was a suffix sakana, then that could be discussed, but that's a Rav Shakta right here.